The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Welcome to the Well Hung Podcast, where we reach into the well of life and bring you the gems of the week, from news to pop culture. Now, here are your hosts, Diana and Nate.
Hello, Diana.
Hello, Nate. How are you, sir?
I'm doing all right. Doing all right. Back after a week away. With another episode of the Well Hung Podcast.
Yeah, missed you guys. Missed everyone.
Me and the cats, then?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, and listeners, if you listen. I don't know how many people actually listen.
A few, here and there.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sure. Cool.
Sure, people listen. Why else would we do this? Just free therapy?
So that's not why happened?
It's an added benefit.
Oh, okay. I thought that was the reason why that happened. Like, you just, like, met me. You're like, she needs some extra time. She needs special time.
Someone needs to talk her through her issues. That's how it goes.
That's kind of how I thought it went down.
It's been a big couple weeks for, gay news, really.
Yay, gays.
Another prominent athlete has come out, Ian Thorpe, who's an Australian swimmer and gold medalist, revealed that he is gay. It's according to the Sunday Telegraph. They report the admission came in a sit-down interview with Sir Michael Parkinson, no relation to the disease. It was broadcast on Australian television. In the interview, Thorpe also details his well-publicized struggles with depression, which caused him to check into a rehab facility earlier this year. He has yet to contend with speculation about his sexuality for years, even though he has dated women. Now, the Sydney Morning Herald quotes a passage Thorpe wrote in his 2012 memoir, "This is me." And they said, and I quote, "For the record, I am not gay, and all my sexual experiences have been straight. I'm attracted to women. I love children and aspire to have a family one day. I know what it's like to grow up and be told what your sexuality is, then realizing that it's not the full reality. I was accused of being gay before I knew who I was." So I think what we've learned here is books are terrible.
Dude, that was the title. And, like, hate to, like, not be a fan because yeah. I'm like, yay, gay athletes. Like,
well, he was straight then.
Well, yeah.
Don't forget.
But,
he was
okay,
straight
yeah,
then.
But, like, I mean, does that mean you were, I guess because he was, I hate to say it, age is not a thing, but maybe because he was younger and didn't experience different things and was a little more sensitive, then I guess we can go, you know, you're a lot dumber then too. But, like, that's the original he's gonna get, "This is me," and then, like, "I was told I was gay." That means you're gay. I'm sorry, if everyone is telling you you're gay and you're fighting it that hard,
you're fighting with the man in the mirror, so to speak. But you got to remember, this guy.
That was good, Nate. That was good.
The home Olympic Games in Sydney, 3 gold medals and 2 silver medals for a country that doesn't win a ton of medals. I mean, they win their share for the size of the country they are. But to win those at your home games, I mean, that's.
He's not Michael Phelps.
No, but for Australia, he's probably a bigger deal than Michael Phelps.
Oh, yeah, I can see. I mean, he is, like, yeah, he's especially swimming. Like, you're. Sure, but, like, I mean, great for him. That's awesome. He's coming out. He came out, and, like, that little excerpt and stuff. Like, it's just, you can hear, or maybe it's your tone the way you read it. But when I heard it and when I read it, maybe it was the tone I read it in too. I'm not discounting those possibilities, but it was very, like, defensive. And I'm just like, dude, from the get, you're gay.
To be fair. If you're somebody who is incredibly famous and you are in the closet, and you're in the closet for a reason, aren't you going to fight anything that would try and shine a light on and go, "Aha, you're gay"? And, I mean, if you're trying to stay in the closet, you're going to fight that.
Yeah, I think that's the thing, though. But, like, I wasn't even famous and I was doing that when I was in college.
Now, imagine the pressure that this guy is under.
Oh, I completely understand that. But I think he could have articulated it better, in my opinion.
To be fair, he is still just a swimmer. He may be a very successful swimmer, but he's not like a Rhodes Scholar or anything like that.
I mean,
he's a swimmer.
When my wifey came out.
Okay.
What the fuck is it? Ellen Page.
Oh, I was like, what are you talking about?
Ellen Page, like, it's just, her speech was, like, beautiful. Like, it was, I mean, granted, it's, like, the coming out, it's a little different. I guess I'm just having a hard time with, like, I get why you have to be like people guys that are metrosexual, and maybe it's because it's a guy thing, but like guys that are metrosexual, the ones that are truly just metrosexual, they're just like, I'm not gay. And that's as far as they go.
Right.
But to get defensive, I understand it's like, you know, it's an attack on you because you put so much energy and time into like being so like projecting a facade and you know, projecting someone else, and to have that completely shattered and discredited when you invested so much of yourself into that, I get why you'd be defensive, but I just, maybe it's a different time. I don't know. It's great that he came out. That's the whole point. That book should have not come out though. That was a horrible, I get it was probably a PR stunt. But if you were making that many gold medals, I'm pretty sure we should have just talked about the fucking swimming.
Well, and the other thing is the memoir came out 2 years ago. The gold medals are 14 years ago.
So oh, wait, hold on. I did math really wrong there.
2012 memoir. This is 2 years ago when he had his book that came out and said, you know, for the record. Now, maybe he said it this way. For the record, I'm not gay and all my sexual experiences have been straight. I'm attracted
to
women.
Then how's he gay now? So he lied in his book is what he's saying.
Yeah. Which goes back to me saying books are bad. Books are bad.
Because the people... No, you don't read books by people that lie.
Well, that's everybody.
That's all politicians.
Fiction, nonfiction. I think Oprah proved that with her Million Little Pieces or whatever the hell that was.
Oh, wait. What happened there?
It was a book full of lies.
It lies? I remember everyone was fucking reading that. I had no idea what it was
because
about.
Oprah said to read it. And it was nothing but bullshit and lies.
Really? I thought everyone loved it.
They did.
I almost read it because everyone was reading that.
Sure. They did love it. But none of it was true. So it was lies. Much like this. So now he's gay. My guess is he's always been gay, and good
probably.
For him. As we're recording this, it would have aired just yesterday on Australian TV. So I have not seen any video of it or heard it yet, but, good. I mean, it's great that gay teenagers can have a role model that
lied about it first, and then I'm being too hard. You know what?
We
start over? I'm being a dick
because we don't know what he said in the interview, and he may explain all of that and why he behaved the way he did, and that might be a way for people to identify with it and go, yeah, I understand why he felt that way. And if he comes out and says, listen, I should have come out years ago. I hurt myself by doing this, by staying in the closet, by lying to people, and now I'm putting all the good words in his mouth.
Now I'm kind of confused, though, because it's been 14 years, you said.
He won in 2000.
Won in 2000. Fuck.
It's 2014.
Fuck.
But the book came out 2 years ago in 2012.
I just realized this age thing is not, especially since how we started the show and I came into the apartment. This is not how I want to remember this. Dear God. Okay, so why is he famous again?
He won 3 gold medals.
No. Why is he famous now? Because he just came out?
Yeah.
He was famous before, and he just came out, and he was an athlete 14 years ago.
Right. I mean,
Greg Louganis
is famous, and he hasn't been in the Olympics for years.
Over it. I'm sorry. Don't come out and make a big fucking deal about it when you're that, if it's that much after the fact. Because I think you're just trying to be in, like, relive, get your 5 minutes of fame back. After a certain point, because right now being gay is like the hot thing. Like, yeah, people coming out and then like...
It's the hot thing.
It's like, you know, like, oh shit, I haven't done anything. Like, okay, let me put out a book. That didn't go over too well. I was straight in that book. Sales, ooh, not so great. 2 years later, let's be gay. I'm gay now. Let's make me relevant again. I'm sorry. It's an ego thing. I can't be on his side. Maybe it's because I'm in a bitch mood.
Could be.
It's very, very possible. So this, I'm going to say this disclaimer for this podcast. The views and opinions expressed on this episode of the Well Hong podcast may or may not be the actual views and opinions of Diana Hong. More than likely they are, though.
Okay.
It's just like, are you fucking kidding me, dude? Like 14 years later, 2 years after your book? Like, really, bro? Like... Go just swim the ocean and like
do something else
besides like being like, I'm gay. Like Michael Sam came out and like got drafted, like, and he was just like, whatever, I'm just gay. Like, it's cool. Like, I did all that and it's whatever. But now you're like coming back. You came out with a book 10 years after your shit. That is desperate for money and attention when you're waiting that fucking long, unless you had some deep, dark... Even then, for that you to air your dark, like, your dirty laundry out. Like, let's say he got beat, like, as a kid and all that shit, and that's why he became such a great athlete, right? And he waited 10 years after the fact to open that about that shit? No, I'm sorry. You're looking for shit. Like, no. Next one. Over this guy. I don't know why I'm hating so much. Holy shit. I don't know.
And I haven't been to Australia. I know it's a little bit of a machismo type of country.
I mean, so but 10 years? You're going to come out with a book, right? That's what got me. Is that you waited 10 years to come out with a book. Only 2 years to come out after that. Like, this all just sounds like I needed money, I needed attention kind of thing. Because it's been, what do you do after that? Like, Michael Phelps is doing great with his life. He's banging models and playing golf
and doing Subway ads
like he has shit to do. This guy probably has nothing to do.
Well, it's 10 hard years. To say. Well, we don't know. I'll keep an eye on him for you. How's that? Not in that way, but I'll keep an eye on what he's up to. Now in Italy, home of romance, an Italian mayor said this past week that he finds kissing between people of the same sex so, and I quote, morally harmful, unquote, that he wants to ban it in the municipality. Kissing in public between homosexuals? No thanks, says Gianluca Buonanno, the mayor of an Italian municipality in Borgoassisa. I'm mispronouncing it. It doesn't matter. It's a place you shouldn't go. The translation on the Huffington Post reads, I don't like two people of the same sex making public displays of affection. It's a question of respect, and I'm convinced that it's also morally harmful for children. Part of me is with him.
Okay.
Let me explain. Mm-hmm. I don't mind people kissing. I don't like seeing any couples sucking face and making out in public. If you're going to be that into each other, go find someplace a little bit more private to do it. Same sex, different sex, trisex. Be like Kendra Wilkinson's husband, hook up with a transgendered person. If you're going to make
that happen, I forgot about
that. Yeah, it did. But to come out and go, it's not harmful to kids. It just isn't, because kids don't even notice. It's uncomfortable for you, middle-aged mayor of Italian city, because you don't like seeing dudes make out. I'm pretty sure he doesn't mean that if it's cute lesbians. I'm pretty sure.
No one means that if it's cute lesbians. Right. Even straight women don't mean it if it's cute lesbians. I don't mean it if it's a cute lesbian couple. I'm shallow, though.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. But, Italy is not a good place. People like to go, oh, Italy's a great place. They've got culture and food. And it's filled with Italians. It ruins everything. Just saying.
Every place is great.
Until you let Italians go there.
That, and also until you live there and you actually experience what they... Because it's like when you date someone.
Right.
You know, they show you the best parts. Supposedly, I like to show the worst parts of me.
Okay.
Because it's not false advertising. I'm like, this is as bad as it's going to get.
I'm terrible.
Yeah. So if you can ride with this, like, it's only going to get better from here. And I'm going to reward you for sticking out or being curious. And, like, you know, I treat the women I date well after a certain point. So.
Okay.
But it's... He's in the closet too, since we were on that theme, like just being that defensive and angry and bitter. Like most people in the closet, from what I understand, most people that are in the closet are like, have, you know, sexual oppressions and just hate their life. They take it out on others that are free to live what they would want to. Yours is different because it's just making out in general, which I can and cannot agree with sometimes. Sometimes I'm just like, fuck you guys, because I'm a bitter person. But other times, like, there's been a couple times where I've done, like, we weren't like full blow, like, we like would like kiss, but it wouldn't be like, hey, we're about to have sex,
right? And I have no problem with people kissing, like a little peck or a little kiss, like, hey, we're having fun, kiss, move on. But if there's tongue involved, if there's a hand behind a head, take that in private. Just
that's a little,
or at least into the alley. You know, somewhere where...
Or a dumpster.
Sure.
Just behind a tree that's big enough to cover both of you. Just a way... because that's kind of too, I mean, I wouldn't want people to get, you know, it's weird, like, for me, like, especially, like, I always, like, in the very beginning was always, like, kind of weary. First girl I dated, we weren't very affectionate at all. That's a whole nother issue. But the second girl I dated, she, like, the first time I ever kissed in public was with her.
Mm-hmm.
And she kissed me. And I was taken aback. Because I was like, it's just weird. I always had this weird thing, like, people would either judge, guys would make comments. We've had people make comments to us.
Okay, like what?
Like, this one time we were drunk. We're at a club. We're okay. Outside.
Now, to be fair, there's plenty of straight girls who kiss other girls at the club just for attention. So,
yeah, well, this was us because we were like drunk and like dating, you know.
Sure.
We actually liked each other for that brief moment in time.
Okay.
And so we were making out, and this couple, and we were like kind of like against like the wall. Now, this is going to sound bad, but we're like in the corner, like it was the street, but it was like in the corner. It was like kind of hidden, and we were like out in the middle of the sidewalk.
Okay.
But I guess like, so, like, this couple was staring at us for a while, I guess. And then came up to us and was like, that you guys, like, that was, like, the hottest thing I've ever seen. All this shit, like, asked if they could take a picture of us kissing.
Oh, that's a little much.
It was a lot. And then they asked to join. Like, it was just weird. It was a lot of weird shit. Like, shit like that, like, makes me uncomfortable. Like, I don't like public
displays of affection.
Well, no, but like putting on display or putting it on the public, like what I do. So like for me personally, I would never do that or want to do that because I feel judgment, especially being gay. Like straight people see straight people and they're like, oh, straight people do that. But with gay guys, that's like disgust. With lesbians, like, so if they're attractive, I'm not saying I'm hot. I'm just saying like more than likely there's been times where like I feel the judgment, especially from straight men, where they're just like, this is wonderful. This is like straight from my fucking porn collection. And I've had that uncomfortable experience before. So like my experience with PDA is a little different.
Sure.
With that. But I for him to say it's like morally reprehensible and all that bullshit, I making out to that extent, any extent past like anything cutesy is, I guess, yeah, if you're out in public, it's a little much. Like there's some couples at dinner, I'm just like, really? You're fucking him under the table, aren't you? Like, it's just, like, a lot. And that's with straight couples and gay couples and lesbians, but...
Yeah, keep your feet on the floor.
Yeah.
Out of the other person's crotch. We don't want that.
And then the whole kids noticing. Kids don't know. They don't know it's wrong until you tell them it's wrong.
Well, they may notice something because, they'll notice people kissing, but so what?
Well, I've heard like multiple stories where kids, like, if they've been around like homosexual couple, like same sex couples,
mm-hmm.
they're just like, oh, it's nothing, until like another adult or someone tells them, or another kid tells them, like, that's disgusting. And they're like, I don't get it, until like it's from a societal pressures, like they're socialized, you know, like there's been kids raised by gay couples and they see straight people because then they think that's weird.
Yeah, because it's just not what they're used to.
Exactly. So it's like, yeah, for him to say it's damaging children or whatnot, no, it's his dickhead mentality. I am just really hating people today.
Well, let's change that. VH1 has a new show. It just premiered this past week, and it takes dating to a whole new place. It's called Dating Naked. That's right. It's exactly what you think it is. Here's a clip.
The lies that we saw written about ourselves, who gets told?
The way we cope with it is we laugh. Because...
Oh, hold on. This is not it. Sorry.
That's not it.
This is the Leanne Rimes, Eddie Cibrian.
Oh, God. They're still...
Oh, they've got a reality show.
God, they're still a thing.
Yeah, they're a thing with a reality show.
They need to stop being a thing.
Okay. Here we go.
Thursdays to VH1.
Look at this sexy man. Nice smile, good body, balls just hanging out.
Ew.
Dating Naked. All will be revealed Thursday, July 17th at 9 on VH1.
That's it. They're naked.
I...
Yes.
No. Like, would you do that?
No. No, I would not.
Why not?
I wouldn't do it because I don't believe that my body is at the place where I would like to have it on display that way. For, you know, to begin with. And I mean, the idea is like, oh, you get used to it and then you really get to know each other. No, I'd be staring at her boobs. It just, that's just how it would go.
It just, I feel like there's a lot like to be distracted by.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Grooming, balls hanging out.
Especially, I mean, I'm just trying to. Because, like, when I like someone, like, dating, especially, like, first dates, it's kind of like, oh, you know, I think it's kind of, like, nice for them. You close our expression of their self, in a sense, right? Like, so it's nice to know what their personality, you learn a lot from people's clothes, like, what their personality can be. Or
they're masking who they really are by what they're wearing.
That's true. Either way, you know something's up.
So, well, you'll know something's up, too, if they're naked.
Yeah, or with a certain member of that party. I'm so taken aback right now. Like, what, I don't think I could. Like, even if I was, like let's say I fixed this up. Oh, it was a dime. Like, I got, like, the 4.5-pack because the 6-packs are just unrealistic for the majority of the population. I'm going to be that one asshole, like, just nature's just, Mother Nature was like, no, never. And, like.
What?
So I can fix this up. Let's say I got a 4-pack, right? It's okay. Like decent. I still don't think I'd be okay with that. Like, I want to watch it to see how they interact because it's just, what's the point of that? Like, are they trying to, what's their goal? Like, trying to say that, like, dating is, you know, you get to really know the person without being shallow and knowing their clothes. You're staring at their body parts.
Well, I think the idea behind it is that once you get past that first couple minutes, then you start to actually, the pretenses are dropped because it's like, okay, now you've seen it all. Then it becomes a conversation and it becomes getting to know the person because you're more naked and when you're more naked, you're more vulnerable and open when you're naked.
I don't think so.
Well, that I'm
okay. No, you're right. I take that back.
Yeah, it's just very interesting.
Are you sure it's not just after sex? Because that's the only time I've ever been, like, really naked. Like, I've never just, like, laid next to someone naked and then we just had a conversation. It could be the sex hormones, not the nakedness.
Well, there's the whole thing because, I've been married a couple of times. So you do spend time together naked when you're not necessarily doing it or having sex, and you
that
will
sounds nice. That sounds romantic.
Yeah, it's fine, and you will have those conversations. I think what we've learned is you just need to be naked more. Just be naked more.
I'm not saying to be naked with someone else more. I'm totally down with that. Like, I'm not opposed to that at all. That's not. This has obviously not been by choice. I guess it's kind of like I get the whole vulnerability thing. I think just like dating's different for me, like, because it's like I don't know, like, if you accidentally, you know, like, if you want to, like, hold them, but it's like too close because they're naked. It's like I just feel like it's, you jumped a lot of steps.
Yeah, I mean,
like the courting part is like kind of gone. Like, it's kind of different when you're courting naked as opposed to your courting with I'm not saying that clothes are important. That's not what I'm saying. Maybe it's, I'm saying it's necessary. I'm not saying they're important. There's plenty of ways to express your individuality and your style without money or whatever. But I think it adds a little mystery. Like, I'm also not saying that you being dressed a certain way is, you know, better than others and girls that reveal too much. Like, how, I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying, like, I think this is a stupid show that I'm going to watch. Like, I think that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm trying to say.
Well, the lucky thing for you is VH1 usually streams their shows on VH1.com.
Oh, fuck,
so
yes.
You'll be able to watch it afterwards.
Guess what I'm doing tonight, people? Watching the first episode of that shit. if the person
dating
I'm hanging out with it will let me. I doubt it, though. She's going to be like, I don't watch shitty TV. I'm like, you know what? You're so right.
Yeah,
but we're watching this anyways because we don't do anything I want to do, which is a lie.
And go, by the way, it's on a computer, so it's not really TV. So, yeah.
That's exactly what I'm going to do. And I'm going to tell you now that's not going to go over so well.
Well, you know what you just do? You go,
I'm not asking, I'm telling you.
Exactly.
Can I get that, like, for my life? Can I get that sent to my phone so I can just never speak again? Like, I never have to repeat myself.
Oh, my God. I'm on their Facebook page right now, the Dating Naked Facebook page, and there is a couple, And they're naked on horseback, except for they're both wearing cowboy hats, and they both got, like, beach shoes on. But they're in the saddle riding naked.
See, that's the thing. I'm just going to be worried about shit going up. Like, I just feel like the underwear for that kind of activity. Like, if you're sitting on the beach, and nude beaches don't fucking get. I don't get them. I've heard that I might enjoy them, but I don't get them because it's like shit can... I'm a germaphobe. Like, that's basically what it boils down to. I'm just a germaphobe. I don't have anything against naked people or people that want to express their body or whatever the fuck. I don't care.
Okay.
I just don't understand why that is not a concern of yours. Like, aren't you worried about some shit crawling up in your pee-pee hole?
No.
Or your ass? You don't worry about that at all. You don't worry you're going to get diseases, like ask any disease... Because you didn't cover up and you just sat wherever willy-nilly.
Well, I don't sit wherever willy-nilly. I mean...
If you're dating naked, you would, because you would have no fucking choice.
It's true. You'd want to have, like, some sort of covering of some sort. I know, like, in San Francisco, they've got... It used to be completely okay to be naked wherever, and now they've sort of added a little proviso saying, if you're going to sit down on stuff naked, you need to at least have an ass coaster. So that you're...
Oh yeah, that's right. That was a good thing that they did.
Yeah,
I think that was the first time I really saw a penis. Was like, it wasn't Pride, was it Pride? I think it was Pride. Actually, I was gonna say the Folsom Street Fair. That was way too much, but Pride, and that was a lot.
Yeah, well,
like people were just touching it and like walking by and be like, high five, dude. I'm like, no. Sanitary.
They were
sanitary.
Hold on, they were high-fiving this guy's cock?
Yeah.
That's not okay. I mean, I guess it is if he says it is, but...
Well, I mean, he was like kind of like, hey, what's up? And like people walk by. This was more this Folsom Street Fair, though, where people like walk by and like stroke it.
All right, I think we have a bitch's breach right here.
Don't do that, because that's disgusting.
Yeah, no stroking in public. Whether it's yours or somebody else's.
No extreme public displays of affection. Let's settle with that.
Okay.
Right? It's the same level of degree. Like if there's like the head grabbing, there's like the ass grabbing.
Tongue down the throat.
Tongue, yeah.
Stroking the cock.
Those are on the same level. Those are destroying our children today. And that is, no, they're not. I don't fucking care.
They're destroying society.
They're destroying the framework of society, which is this country was founded on. And I don't even know how to bullshit my way out of this one.
All right, well, it's good because we're at the end of the show. Follow Diana on Twitter. It's at Bitches Preach. And hopefully next week, another new Well Hung podcast. Until then, enjoy some One Direction. I dare you.
I do.
It's the best song ever, for fuck's sake. How could you not enjoy it? We'll see you next time. Georgia Rose. Ow! And her daddy was a dentist. Said I had a dirty mouth. I got a dirty mouth. But she kissed me like she meant it. I said, can I take you on with me? She said, never in your wildest dreams. And we did. We dance.
was your best song?